Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Father's Day may be gone for this year, but it's not forgotten. We'll be talking about fatherly advice in a few minutes. But first, good news for Medicare beneficiaries in our area of Missouri and Illinois. They've been paying too much for durable medical equipment such as wheelchairs, oxygen, and certain other supplies. A competitive bidding process was introduced in selected regions 2 years ago to bring down prices, and it did, with savings recorded in the 40 to 45% range. Now, effective July 1st, the competitive bidding concept is being expanded to include our area with similar predicted savings. With me to talk about it is Julie Brookhart from the Kansas City Regional Office of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Julie, nice to see you again.
Oh, good morning. It's nice to see you.
It's been a couple of years, I think, since we last visited. Well, tell us about this new project, new concept. How does it work?
Okay. Well, for years, Medicare and its beneficiaries really have been paying excessive prices for durable medical equipment, such as oxygen, wheelchairs, CPAP machines, walkers, those sorts of things. And basically, the Medicare payment was based on fee schedule amounts from the 1980s and adjusted for times for inflation. But basically, we were paying 3 to 4 times retail prices for those same products, and also 3 or 4 times the amount a commercial insurer would pay for those products. And so in order to save money for Medicare, and not only Medicare, but the Medicare beneficiary, who pays 20% of those costs, but also taxpayers, too. We introduced competitive bidding. It began in 2011. It was a congressional legislation, and it was pretty much a test in about 9 areas of the United States. And closest to St. Louis was Kansas City, as was in that first round of competitive bidding. We did find out that it is saving Medicare beneficiaries out of pocket about 42% across the board when they go to, you know, needing those types of supplies, as well as the Medicare program. It saved over $202 million in the first year.
Well, and that's an important issue these days, is it not?
It is.
Yeah. Why the kind of slow rollout? I understand you were taking a look at it. I guess it was a pilot project initially?
It is. It was. And basically to make sure the program was still going to be able to provide enough suppliers in the system to service Medicare beneficiaries pretty much nationwide. And then also to make sure that they would still be getting quality products and services, and to make sure that the program worked well and that the prices were fair prices now being paid to suppliers.
Well, it seems like there's a great serving there, which is a saving there, which is very, very good. But what are the beneficiaries going to have to do? Has it become more complicated for them?
Not at all. No. You were asking me essentially a little bit ago how it works, and I talked about the need for the program, I think. But how it works is suppliers who wanted to remain to be Medicare contract suppliers and be reimbursed when they service Medicare beneficiaries in competitive bid areas, they had to go through a bidding process, and they would pretty much state how much they would take from Medicare or get reimbursed from Medicare for the certain products that are in this competitive bidding program. And so those winning suppliers, the suppliers who offered bids that were below the fee schedule amount that we were paying already, that were qualified, accredited, licensed suppliers, and could prove that they could serve Medicare beneficiaries in the entire competitive bid area, were able to win the bid. And the bids were then the single payment amounts, those prices were then set by the median of each of those winning supplier bids. And so a Medicare beneficiary now needs to go to a contract supplier in order for Medicare to pay their share. If a Medicare beneficiary needs an electric wheelchair, let's say, before they go home from the hospital, then in St. Louis, starting July 1st, they'll need to use a Medicare contract supplier, and they can go to 1-800-MEDICARE to find a contract supplier in their area. So it's as simple as that.
Are there a lot of them around? This area in particular?
You know, a lot of the products and services that beneficiaries get, durable medical equipment, are through delivery like oxygen or diabetic supplies. Those are delivery. And so there are some national suppliers, but there are also some very local regional suppliers to service Medicare beneficiaries directly where the competitive bid area is. And again, they can go to 1-800-MEDICARE or they can go to medicare.gov/supplier, put in their zip code, and then click on the type of equipment that they're looking for, and then the suppliers in their area will come up that are contract suppliers.
But the beneficiaries will still be required to pay 20%. That doesn't change.
And that doesn't change, but when you're paying 20% of a greatly reduced amount of money, and I can give you some examples. Like for the diabetic testing supplies, Medicare on average was paying $77.90. For 100 lancets and test strips for diabetics. So then the beneficiary 20% of that cost was about $22.47. But because of competitive bidding, the beneficiary's cost per month for that will be $4.50.
In my notes here, some of the material that your office sent us, the diabetic testing supplies will show savings of up to 72%.
It will.
That's twice, almost twice what the other savings are.
It is. Nationally, not just in certain areas like St. Louis starting July 1st, nationally, Medicare is implementing the diabetic testing supplies program. So every beneficiary nationwide, if they get their diabetic testing supplies through the mail or through home or through delivery from a store, will need to use a Medicare supplier. Again, Medicare was paying excessive amounts of money for those tests and lancets. And then also, too, on the other side of that was some Medicare beneficiaries were being oversupplied. They would get supplies in the mail when they didn't really need them yet, and there were backlogs of supplies at Medicare beneficiaries' homes. So the reduction in price is there. We have now qualified licensed suppliers we're working with to supply Medicare beneficiaries with these products.
You know, I'm sure there are people listening now, Julie, who might be thinking, you know, maybe Medicare, the government, if you will, was pretty inefficient in monitoring all of this and causing these excessive costs to continue for so long.
Well, it was just our prices are based on a fee schedule, and it's pretty much a formula in the law that was written years ago. And as we know, when something is written into law, it takes an act of Congress to change it, to change the law. And that piece of legislation wasn't changed. The fee schedule remained as it was, and it was outdated. And because of that, we were paying too much money for these pieces of supplies and equipment. And also it was attracting some unscrupulous providers to the system. We were paying excessive amounts for wheelchairs and diabetic supplies and scooters. And so a change of law needed to happen.
Well, those of us who have watched 60 Minutes and other programs like that over the years have seen that this is a big problem, particularly in Florida, from what I recall from those mm-hmm. programs. Why would that be?
High volume area of where seniors live. And the competitive bidding program does focus on those high volume supplies and equipment. So that's what we're focusing on to bring prices down and to make sure that we have accredited, licensed, qualified, financially stable suppliers in the system now are willing to be on the up and up and supply Medicare beneficiaries with what they need.
How will they be monitored?
There is monitoring going on. There's on the street, there's secret shopping, and that's gone on actually for years to control fraud and abuse in the Medicare system, the secret shopping. The program is a three-year contract period. So every 3 years, the contract suppliers have to bid again to be in the program. And every time we have to make sure that the supplier has a surety bond, again, meets all the financial standards. supply the Medicare beneficiaries with those products in the area. They have to also list the brand names of their products on our website of what they're supplying to Medicare beneficiaries.
And those products, I guess, have to be approved by folks like yourself, the
yes,
Medicare folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. They do.
Is Medicaid involved in any of this?
No, the competitive bidding program right now is Medicare, and it's essentially because it's the medical supplies and equipment that, again, are high-volume use. And so the real need for this was with the Medicare beneficiary population. Like I said, again, the scooters that may have been being supplied to beneficiaries who may not have needed it, or maybe to a Medicare beneficiary using their Medicare ID and really not even supplying the equipment. Wheelchairs, so the diabetic testing supplies that it may have been oversupplied, that sort of thing.
This is rolling out now to 91 other communities, regions, if you will. Is that completed? Is that national saturation or more to come?
I think eventually there will be more to come. I think it will go nationwide. Don't know yet, though, especially in rural areas, because the 91 areas are big metropolitan statistical areas where there are more suppliers to be able to supply the equipment, and so where we can condense that down. Now, in a rural area, it may be harder to implement competitive bidding because of the, just less suppliers and out in those areas.
Gee, it seems like that's a problem that has to be addressed because the need in the rural areas is just as great, if not greater in many ways.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think it will because, again, we've seen the success of round one happen, the savings, Medicare beneficiaries still being able to get the quality products and supplies. The data has shown us that through 1-800-MEDICARE, our customer service operation, we've gotten very few complaints. And then we've also done some real-time monitoring of claims data to make sure that beneficiaries in those competitive bidding areas are not being hurt by lack of access to quality equipment. By looking at hospital admissions, by looking at doctor's visits, skilled nursing care, that it's remained consistent with the patterns throughout the country in those competitive bidding areas.
You're listening to Julie Brookhart from the Kansas City Regional Office of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We're talking about a new competitive bidding process that is coming to our area effective July 1st, and what it will do is make for all of us who need those services a lot less expensive for durable medical goods. Back with Julie in just a moment. If you have questions about this particular project, give us a call at 382-8255. That's 382-8255 or 382-TALK. You can send us an email at talk@stlpublicradio.org, or we will take a tweet at STL on air. And if you have other questions regarding Medicare services, Julie is prepared to try and answer those if you'd like to change the subject a little bit. Come on in at 382-8255. Back with Julie in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Hello again, and welcome back to our conversation with Julie Brookhart from the Kansas City Regional Office for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We are talking about a new concept that is being implemented in our area and other parts of the country, basically which introduces a competitive bidding process whereby durable medical supplies will cost the government and us a lot less money. Julie, what about folks who – I know that you're concentrating on metropolitan areas with so far with this project. But what about people who can't find a nearby medical supplier? What do they do?
Well, we will step in and try to find one for them in their area. And like I said, we've also used utilization data to make sure that we have enough suppliers in the system. And it has proven effective for round one. After round one began, we have not yet had to ask more suppliers or contract with more additional suppliers to come into the system. So the round one number was a good sufficient number to supply folks with. Also, we ask that if a supplier, if a Medicare beneficiary needs a certain type of brand or equipment that their doctor or physician has ordered for them, that their supplier in their area that they choose, if they don't offer that brand and their doctor is prescribing that, we ask that the supplier, as part of the contract, needs to help the Medicare beneficiary find that supply through another supplier. Or to work with the doctor in getting an adequate piece of equipment or supply that would work for that Medicare beneficiary. So there's a lot of responsibility on the supplier's part as part of the contract as well.
Well, this is round two. Round one was nine different areas, correct? I assume they would have been the largest metropolitan areas in the country to get such a great result.
Not necessarily, because Kansas City was one of those MSA areas. It was basically where there was a high volume for some of those products being used and some fraudulent activity going on. So it wasn't the highest volume areas, but it was a lot of the MSAs.
There were other factors. Obviously, if fraud was part of the picture in choosing these first nine.
Yes. Yeah. It was.
Let's go to the phones. We have some folks looking for some answers. We'll begin with Stuart, who is calling from St. Louis. Stuart, go ahead. You're on the air with Julie Brookhart. I'm sorry.
Yes, my name is Myron Stewart. I'm a sales rep for a durable medical equipment company here in St. Louis. From what I understand, competitive bidding starts July 1st with the mobility products. Now, from what I understand, I've been in the business maybe about 7 years. It seems like once the competitive bidding starts, whoever wins the bid, basically the reimbursement is so low, a lot of the vendors can't make money. The suppliers can't make money on it, so a lot of them stop supplying it. From basically what I've seen happen, they just can't seem to make money on the product. And so basically what they do is they just stop supplying it, period. But what I would like to ask her is, what does she think the next product of durable medical equipment would be that would go up under competitive bidding?
Well, I can't foresee what the next products are going to be. I don't know if you have a list of the products that are in round one and in round two, and I can list those for you. These are, like I mentioned before, are the high volume purchases from Medicare beneficiaries. I don't know if any more will be added. There really hasn't been any others added since round one in 2011. But the ones included are oxygen and oxygen equipment and supplies, standard power wheelchairs, manual wheelchairs, scooters, and related accessories, intral nutrients, equipment and supplies, the CPAP machines and respiratory assist devices are included, hospital beds and related accessories, walkers and related accessories, and negative pressure wound therapy pumps and related supplies and accessories. And then support services such as mattresses and overlays. And then finally, nationwide, it would be the diabetic testing supplies and lancets and strips are included.
What about the diabetic shoe itself?
I don't see that listed. I don't believe it is on this competitive bidding list.
Okay, and the orthotics aren't either.
What's included is what I mentioned, so I don't see those.
Yeah. Well, like I said before, I can understand that the program wants to save money. Medicare has made a lot of changes since I've been in the business, but once the competitive bidding starts, like I said, a lot of suppliers just give up on that product because the bidding is so low that they can't make a profit on it.
Like I mentioned before, too, in round one, it has been pretty successful, and we haven't added any suppliers to service the Medicare beneficiaries in those round one areas. 92% of the suppliers who were offered a contract in round one accepted the contract. It has proven to be successful in servicing those Medicare beneficiaries. It wasn't the lowest bid that we are paying in each area. It's a median of all the the bids that came in that they were offered for each type of equipment and service.
I would guess the suppliers really don't have much choice. I mean, if you want to get in the game, you got to get in the game.
Yeah. And again, you know, historically, Medicare was paying 3 to 4 times as much. Since the program was implemented in 1965, 3 or 4 times as much as retail prices, and commercial insurers were paying for the same types of products and services.
So for some of them, the party's over.
Yeah.
Right. Let's take a call from Sean calling from St. Louis. Sean, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Thank you, Don, and thank you, Julie. Don, thank you for having this program, because I truly, truly believe that Medicare and Social Security, I believe these two programs were made when Franklin Roosevelt put that in for everybody. Mm-hmm. Those programs should never be done away with. And I just want to say right now, all the rumble and tumble and up there in Congress, Medicare must stay and Social Security must stay. I want to thank President Obama for sending in the Medicare fraud, Julie. Julie, if you can, please keep a check on the Medicare fraud. When you see it, spot it out and get rid of it, because Medicare is here to stay, because the people are getting older, as you know, Julie and Don. We need those two programs. We cannot do away with Medicare at all, and I get so sick and tired and talking about Medicare is going broke, Social Security broke. Those programs are not going broke. The money is there. The money is solid. It's all nothing but a scare tactic. And thank you so much, Julie. And Julie, and if you spot the Medicare fraud, Julie, please get rid of it, because Medicare, make Medicare affordable for everybody, because one day I will need it. Thank you, Julie.
Sean, thanks so much for the call. Well, he's pretty passionate about about keeping the program going. Thank you so much for that call. Let's take another one. Joe Reeve from St. Louis. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yes. I was wondering if there was going to be any repercussions for the companies that so grossly overcharged Medicare through the years. There have been many, many stories about it long before Obamacare even came to into focus. And will those same companies be allowed to bid on in the new system in July?
Well, the bidding for July 1st has the suppliers are already set, so they're ready to go. And it is a very rigorous, I will tell you, it is a very rigorous bidding and process that they will go through every 3 years. First, they do have to have a surety bond. They have to be accredited. They have to be licensed in the state that they're servicing. And they have to provide quality products. They have to list the brands that they're going to offer to Medicare beneficiaries. And they have to be able to supply the entire area, competitive bidding area, that they say that they're going to service. There's monitoring going on. Yes, it is a program that has proven to weed out the unscrupulous providers in the system.
So previous vendors will be allowed to bid, though not necessarily accepted.
Any provider can bid, but the very first qualifications that they have to meet is to have a surety bond and be accredited by an accrediting organization. They have to meet the financial standards and be licensed. So they can bid, but again, they have to meet those qualifications first. And then, so that's what we look at first before we even look at their bid.
I hope indeed it is as rigorous as you stated, because it's certainly going to need to be. Thank you
so much for the call. Mm-hmm. Is there any way an unscrupulous supplier out there could claim that they have been given this accreditation by the Medicare folks and get away with that? Or do folks have to go to your website or make that telephone call to 1-800-MEDICARE to be absolutely certain?
Can you state your question?
I'm a supplier, and we only have a minute left, and I claim that I'm an accredited supplier. Can I get away with that?
Well, there's a lot of paperwork in that they have to go through in order to get into the program to begin with. It's a 60-day bidding process, so they can make claims like that, but we're going to check the claims that they make before we.
But
choose.
If they make that, and again, 45 seconds, if they make that claim to a customer, a beneficiary, Can they get away with that?
I'm sure they could. Yes. There are some systems in place where a Medicare beneficiary is not going to be financially liable if they were to get a supply from someone who's not in the program. They will not have to pay for that.
All right. We'll just remind folks to go to the website that we'll have linked on our website, stlpublicradio.org, or call that number 1-800-MEDICARE to be absolutely certain.
Yeah, 1-800-633-4227.
All right. Julie Brookhart, thank you so much for being with us and bringing us up to speed on that. Appreciate your time. Coming up, a post-Father's Day reflection. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.